CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, BC, striving to provide points of view that are rarely expressed in mainstream media.
You almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, it's time for more suds.
Hey, welcome everyone to another suds segment where we won't drink just anything unless you dare us. So go ahead, dare us. Come on, we dare you. I'm one of your hosts, Good of God Juliana, and joining me at the table today for this special treat of an episode is good old boy Kendall.
Is it really? Well, I always start with it's a pleasure to be here, but I'm not so sure about today. Wow. How rude.
Oh, that hurts deep.
It depends on how bad you're going to get us on this one.
Badly.
Good old boy Mike. Hello.
I'm sitting here. I'm actually watching, Kendall drink some of these. And he's like, I wonder what sweet tart that is. it's like, is this like the full, a full serving of sweet tarts or just a little bit of sweet tart?
Yeah. Is this the 1970 resurrected or is this current?
No, oh, yeah. I'm feeling the Kool-Aid man coming through the wall any moment.
Oh, yeah.
Pre-FDA approval.
Yeah. Sweet tarts. Exactly. Reverend Mark, hello.
Hello, hello. Can I get an oil change while I recover from this drink?
You might need one. You might need one. Good old boy Dave, hi.
Hi. That's all I'm going to say.
He's thought about it so long. Yeah. He has everything else planned except the capability of saying
awesome
hello.
Intro.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
All right, let's get to it. Well,
I'm so excited.
The days are getting longer. Huh. The weather is getting warmer. So you know what that means. And no, it's not time for the good old boys to host their annual bikini car wash for charity.
Beef jerky time.
Sorry, I think I just might have thrown up a little in my mouth. No. It's the time for something almost as bad or good, depending on what part of the country you're in. But we finally made it to another summer of questionable decisions.
Yay. Was that our intended destination?
Well, somehow we just end up here.
Yeah. Well, good old boy Dave. Since this is your nightmare,
that's for sure.
I mean, brainchild, why don't you tell us all about it?
Well, every summer, for at least a couple of sud segments, we take a break from drinking amazing craft beers, meads, and ciders and try things that might be good, but usually aren't. Today, we're drinking a few things we found at a local gas station. No, it's not sushi or week-old hot dogs, but almost as bad.
That's fresh.
Week-old is fresh.
These are some of those brightly colored malt beverages, and these are at least the first couple, are brightly colored malt beverages that aren't beer, wine, or really anything you might find in nature.
Okay. Well, good. They're not in nature.
Yes.
Maybe they are.
Yeah.
Maybe it's nature to the gas station. Under the fluorescent lights, everything looks
better under the fluorescence.
It might be. Okay. Well, Dave picked up 7 treats, and I'm using that term loosely for us to try.
If there was a time for air quotes, that's totally it.
Yeah. So I have everything hidden away and will serve them up blind so that the good old boys can all give an unbiased opinion. Well, except for Mike.
Yeah.
He doesn't ever give an unbiased opinion.
This is true.
Yeah. So, all right.
This is the way.
This is the way. Yes. All right. Reverend Mark, why don't you please give us the suds ratings for today's episode and then maybe throw in a prayer or two for our safety while you're at
Yes. And I am here for last rites as well.
Thank you. It's good to know.
It's convenient.
Can you bless this pink beverage for me?
Hey, this is a full service.
I don't know if I even want to get into the transubstantiation discussion with this or not.
I'm feeling about the time to cross over.
All right. Well, now we're going to be discussing and rating these, whatever they are, with these suds ratings, plus our signature belching sounds. So here's how those ratings go now. Number one, that sucks. Give me anything but pretty much everything we're about to drink.
Here.
This is the way.
Number two, was that a belch? I can't tell because it tastes the same coming out as it did going in.
Wait, do we need to even go any further? Because I don't think 3 through 5 is even applicable.
Hey, listen, we said unbiased, Mike.
Yeah.
We
said unbiased. And so here's the next 3 dad jokes. What a relief. Number 3. The burning has finally stopped. Number 4. Hey, a body really should not make that sound, or that one, or that one. And number 5, listen to that hang time. Give me another antacid.
Very true.
Now look, guys. All right, we all know that we're setting the bar lower than usual. So let's be gentle. You know, someone took the time to, you know, come up with the recipes and come up with the packaging and produce these. People put their, you know, their heart and soul into making these things. So let's respect that before we trash them.
I got thoughts. Okay.
Crap all over their efforts.
All right, let's get into it. So, brown bag number 1.
What did he just
we're
say?
Calling it A. A is a mighty fine shade of fluorescent pink.
Oh, is it pink?
Is it pink? Pink.
Whoa. Oof.
I don't know
it
about
has a
this.
Fine aroma of watermelon Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, it does.
I get that.
I think the Jolly Rancher would be better. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What is this is just.
Oh, this is cloyingly sweet.
I mean, it's very sweet.
Oh, it is so sweet.
Yeah. Why?
Oh my gosh.
It's like they took a bunch of watermelon Jolly Ranchers and just dissolved them in some kind of a, you know, base seltzer.
And then poured a lot more sugar into it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And even maybe a little bit of saccharin that causes cancer in rat's brains.
People choose to drink this?
Ooh. I guess so.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
People flock to this.
That is horrible.
Ouch.
Okay, but let's think about this. If I was 18, 19, 20, 21.
21, because we do not support underage drinking.
So if I'm 21-ish and I'm going to the gas station and excited to show my driver's license off, I would
you
pick
You should have
this,
your license pulled.
I would pick this. Why? I'm confused.
Well, like if you don't like the taste of beer, but you do like the taste of, I don't know, vomit in your mouth.
Right.
But I think she hits on something. I feel like this is aimed at underage drinkers because anybody who's old enough to drink real alcohol is not going to want this garbage.
I'm going to tell you, Kendall, pretty much everything in the show today, if you were to really look at the packaging, it is 100% aged at aimed at teenagers.
It's just that's unfortunate.
Mike, go ahead and prepare the legal defense.
but wait a minute. I do think that this is a good base product for maybe a trailer park sangria.
So like if you cut up
some
watermelon, some cantaloupe,
Okay.
Yes, I think if you combine it with enough tequila and water, you'll arrive at something that sucks less.
Stir in some meth.
A couple of cans of the Del Monte mixed fruit.
Oh, yeah.
In the syrup, not in the water. You got to eat the stuff with the syrup because you need it sweeter.
Even more sweeter.
I'm thinking this would probably be used as bong water, you know, in some municipalities. So, yeah, I can see a lot of alternative uses for this.
Mess up the flavor of what you're smoking.
That it would totally be, you know, a strawberry hookah, you know. That is probably the one thing that I think this probably most closely aligns with is the taste of strawberry hookah. Yes.
Mike's okay. Mike's giving a little bit of his past up there.
Wow, I guess so.
Or maybe this morning. I don't know.
Okay, do we dare to rate?
Well, we have to rate it.
Hey?
I mean, you know.
Yeah. It's the magic one, folks.
All right. This is number one.
Magic one. Now, for the wonderful reveal.
You got to work really hard for one of those.
Holy cow.
Four Loco.
Watermelon.
Not strawberry.
10% ABV. Holy cow.
So that's on par with a barley wine
or
a malt liquor.
I was going to say. A 24-ounce can. Yeah, this is designed just to get somebody
drunk.
That's it.
This Four Loco, well, I guess it can go up to 12% for a 23.5-ounce. Yeah. It is the Four Loco mixture watermelon is always in season with the sweet and juicy flavor.
Have some more, Mike.
A night with watermelon Four Loco is like a summer fling, always unpredictable, but the memories will last forever.
There's going to be a lot of things that last forever.
You're not going to remember anything if you drink this
Kendall,
can.
Kendall, you've been known to shotgun things.
I have.
What would it take for you to shotgun a can of Four Loco watermelon? I don't know if there's any
amount of money you could pay me. It would have to be significant. I'm talking six figures.
You probably have to take at least a couple of days off work after just to let your body come back from the shock, I think.
Yeah.
Wow. Mike's so excited, he just took a selfie.
I want to get Kendall in this shot, you know, for sure.
Well, we'll be back with more brown bags in just a minute.
Clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. So today is a questionable decision if there ever was. We are doing a gas station grab bag today. And before the break, we discussed our first
pink drink.
Yeah. And now we're going to move on and we're going to taste another. So for those of you just tuning in, we went to the gas station and we picked up some treats and we put them in a brown bag. So we don't know what we're tasting. We're just tasting it. So let's go to B.
So it's not as pink.
Another pink delight.
Is it pinkier? Or pinkish?
Looks like pink lemonade.
You know what?
Yep.
Oh.
I think this reminds me of the smell of a red icy at Kmart.
Yes, that is totally it. It is right out of the icy machine.
I drank a lot of those in the 70s.
As it melts down to the bottom and you slurp it up.
When I was a little kid, I loved those. Yep. And, it's got the similar flavor. Actually, I don't think this is as bad as the last one.
No, this one isn't as offensive.
Not as sweet.
But it's better until the very end. And then there's something.
I think it's the exact same flavoring.
It's something, just, there's something foreign about it.
Yeah, it's like really it dries out my mouth.
Some kind of fake sugar in there.
Yeah. Like when you get to the last of like a Jolly Rancher, that mm-hmm. weird thing going on.
Yeah, the sweetness almost tastes like it's an artificial sweetener in there. Yep. Like it is some kind of saccharin or NutraSweet.
I mean, it's got to be, right?
Yeah, it's not sugary. It's just sweet.
Yeah.
And it's very dry, drying.
It's them boys from China trying to kill us.
Like, I mean,
that's what it is.
Yeah. For tasting this. And,
they put
and
chemicals in our water and in our ices, and they go kill us.
It's kind of like when you chomp up an aspirin. It has
almost a little baby aspirin.
Like a coated, coated aspirin.
A little minerally.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the aspartame, component. Usually gives that
I agree with the first syllable.
Powdery, kind of sugary component to it.
This is crazy. You're going to have to double fist it because you're going to have this one hand.
Please and then you're do not use the words. Those words. And these beverages within the same.
This is a family show, Julianne. We don't talk about that.
But what I mean is in one hand, you're going to have a can of this delightful something or other. But then on the other hand, you're going to have a lot of water. Because I feel like I'm drier after tasting this than I was before. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, it really dries the mouth out. It's weird.
So weird.
And I just took a thimbleful.
Yeah. I mean, could you imagine if you were... I don't know. But is this like summer beach-ish type of thing?
Oh, I'm thinking this is gotten Panama City, first trip to the beach, from Arkansas, written all over it,
Okay.
Yes, that checks out.
Yeah. Just think what it would taste like once it really warms up.
Ooh.
I can't.
Well, we can. Just save that sample to the end of the show, Reverend Mark. Yep.
Did you have to go there? Really? Seriously? Oh,
wow. But, okay, one thing I'll say is, this is hiding the ABV. Whatever it is, that sweetness is...
Oh, it's obliterated. Like, this could be like 18%. Yeah, you wouldn't taste it.
I know. Yeah. No, you wouldn't, which is a scary thing for our youth in a scheme of things,
Oh, I don't think this is just for youth. I'm thinking this is, the other...
Bachelorette parties.
I was thinking the other demographic are divorcees, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Is this like a Boone's Farm special?
Is a Boone's Farm special in a can.
Maybe? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
People on a fixed income.
Yep.
Gotcha. Should we rephrase this as like the Summer of Love series?
No, it's a questionable decision.
Yeah. Very.
Very. For sure. There is whatever story is going to come at the end of this can, that's what you're aiming for.
Oh.
Probably a baby. or an STD.
And the next thing, so Cindy and I, after we finished this can, let me tell you what happened. Oh my God. I'm thinking that's exactly
So let me ask you this, Mike. Does this make you sort of think longingly about the Zima and Jolly Rancher show? Like, you're like, wow, man, I wish we could do that again.
No, because the thing is that we all drank Zima for months on end. I mean, that was just like a cultural phenomena that cut across geography, demographics. These products, I think are going to have more of a selected, consumer base, around them. And, the thing is that all of these products, you cannot buy these beverages in a liquor store, in a grocery store. The only place they're going to move it is where you are so desperate to get hammered and you have already driven 3.5 hours to get to that destination. You just walk, they are shopping by ABV, is probably the best way these products are selected. And the difference between strawberry and watermelon.
And the Kendall's packaging's
nodding,
nice,
by the way.
The packaging.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what are we drinking?
Well, we got to rate this first. So what are we going to rate it?
Come on.
I don't know.
I think
this better. Isn't as offensive. Yeah.
So we're moving up in the world.
We're going to rate this a 2.
All right. Maybe the next one's a three.
We're trending up.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Mountain Dew.
Hard.
Black cherry.
Hard Mountain Dew.
Oh, sorry. Hard.
So did any of you get black cherry or any varietal of cherry?
No. I mean, that the red icy is supposed to be cherry, but it's so fake. Yeah.
So they classify this as Big Taste, Bigger Bear, now hard with 5% ABV.
It's a PepsiCo product.
On the label, it also says zero sugar, which is, I think, why we're getting that fake sweetener taste.
Yeah. There's no sugar in this. It's a whole...
What was that ABV?
5.
That's interesting.
But I mean,
it's sessionable.
Yeah, I don't want that much alcohol in my Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Oof.
Well, I mean, you know, it's 4 kids, so you don't want them getting green.
Yeah, even this everything about this just feels like it's being marketed to 14-year-olds.
Oh gosh, yeah. Cuz it looks like a monster drink, you know, like a high energy drink.
It looks like an energy drink.
Awesome beer
skaters.
Company, yeah. Yeah.
Sam, come on, man. Sam and Jim.
I just wonder if you are the brewer of this. I mean, do you put that on your resume that I made this? I mean, you just want to crawl in a hole and go, yeah.
Well, but I guess in a way, I would rather have this than I would a 10%er.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
If I had to drink one or the other, I would choose this one.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean...
Maybe we'll find a better one.
There are enough Slim Jims on the planet for me to get through even half a can of one of these.
But see, there you nailed it, Mike. Slim Jims would pair perfectly with this.
Yeah. Maybe you could use
this. Perfect Mountain Dew drink.
Well, maybe you could use it as a mixer, you know, like.
Hello, Leah.
You know, this and some rum or. You know,
it says this is a malt beverage with certified colors. What does that mean?
These colors
are certified. Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right.
Legally protected.
I guess so.
What's the SRM on that?
Yeah. Yeah. Jeez.
Maybe we should.
It's not writ number 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. I think it's time for a break.
Yeah.
Can we die number 1?
Yeah. Yeah. Can we? We got a story to tell, and
it's time to tell.
Good old boy Kendall's going to tell it.
Okay. Off the newswire. This is from David Sharp of the AP. In Augusta, Maine, a Maine vegan whose custom license plate contained the words tofu is one of the motorists caught in the state's crackdown on vulgar tags. Maine had, for several years, allowed people to put any combination of letters and numbers on their license plate, including words and phrases that other states would ban. But the state decided to change course, and this year recalled 274 plates it deemed inappropriate. Some are fighting back. The state concluded the license plate Love Tofu could have been seen as a reference to sex instead of admiration for bean curd. The motorist insisted there was no mistaking his intent because the back of his car had several tofu-related stickers. It's my protest against eating meat and animal products. Peter Starstecki, the disappointed motorist, said after a Zoom session with a hearing with the examiner of the Maine Bureau of Motor Vehicles. After license plates freedoms spiraled out of control, the Maine legislator directed the Bureau of Motor Vehicles to reestablish a system to vet the 120,000 license plates.
Wait. I think that's just Larry in the basement throwing at a dartboard. Survey says. Yeah. You know, he just throws at a dartboard.
Which ones amuse me?
Oh, that's totally offensive. See where that dart hit on the board?
So, Starstecki has been offered another plate with a vegan with a 3 instead of an E, but he decided to go with another plate, or just the standard plate, because he really wants his love tofu plate on his car.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Wow.
It's even got a nice picture of him and his kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a proud moment. Yeah.
License. His offensive license plate. But
love tofu.
That's how those kids are going to be greeted for the next 5 years. Hey, wasn't your dad the one that had that offensive license plate?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to pick you for kickball. Next.
Well, nobody's going to pick the vegan kids anyway for kickball.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think
the ball really weird. Yeah.
I don't know. It is Maine. There's probably a lot of vegan kids up there.
Yeah.
So he was pulled over and given a citation for that, huh?
Hmm. Well, they banned that exact same license plate in California previously, which you know, everybody should follow suit with whatever California does. So,
yeah. Well, and there was a guy in Florida that got pulled over for driving a Trans Am in a school zone.
Oh!
Wow.
Wow.
I just want to say that there is a small portion of our audience that actually got that joke. And of the five of us sitting here, three of us actually got that joke.
Sorry, it took me a minute.
Trans Am?
Wow. All right. Thank you for that.
That's... Yeah, I'm sorry, but I just do not think that the license plate on your car is a moment to exercise free speech. I don't understand what the aspect of having a license plate is aligned with, you know, affirming your right of expressing yourself. Wow, Kendall, that is like really yellow.
I don't think Kendall likes this one.
Wow.
Okay, so
I know exactly what it is, though.
Yeah, so we're moving on to C.
Warm Mountain Dew.
And C is very lemon lime fluorescence.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of orange, a little citrusy.
Okay. Yeah.
It's, the aroma isn't bad.
No, it smells exactly like Mountain Dew. And it looks exactly like Mountain Dew. So I'm guessing we got a trend going here.
This smells like the toilet in Juby.
Smells like Art Whitaker's garage.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we did have a friend that made a Mountain Dew beer. But yeah, this one just smells like Diet Mountain Dew, which is not nearly as good as regular because it has that fake sugar.
It tastes like
Diet
Mountain Dew. I want Mountain Dew, I want a ton of sugar.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's the point of getting it, right?
Which I occasionally do. I drink about one bottle a year. Usually I'm on a road trip.
This is malted Mountain Dew. That's what
it
I
is.
Think.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How about
I mean,
that?
We don't even have to. Yeah.
And it's the fake sugar that's just
What's killing it.
Putting my brain in a knot.
It's like, what's the point?
I don't know.
Why are you pretending?
I can put more vodka in this.
And again, only 5% ABV. But I mean, I guess it's that fake sugar that's drying the whole thing out that makes you just...
I mean, it tastes exactly like Diet Mountain Dew.
You can have like three of these and not fall off your skateboard.
Weird.
The aspartame thing is all over this, you know, as well.
Yeah, if I would rather see hard Mountain Dew made with the sugar base because I think it would be better.
That's terrible.
that's the word for
it. It's still got that kid-friendly can going on.
Of course.
Yeah, give me this with a side of MSG.
Maybe if you buy this, you get a card that gives you your top five suggestions for a license plate.
There you go.
Maybe. So, you know what? You might be onto
something.
Would
you pair this with tofu?
I love the dew.
Wow. Yeah. And I mean, and not just because of color, but I'm noticing a theme that like black, red, and green is the way to go, I guess. The more striking the color, the more appeal it's going to be to a teenager.
Just like energy drinks.
Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well, and it's also a way to camouflage your illegality of what you're drinking. You know?
Oh, yeah. Because certainly on the can, you know, you didn't see big, bold letters that say 21. You have to look up here in the fine print, but then also down there on the back of the can, it'll say 21.
So have I told you guys what was my beverage of choice initially when I was growing up?
No.
So I'm not going to admit what my age was. All I have to say is I was not of age to drink legally.
As I'm sure most of us were in that
and,
frame at some point.
So... My beverage of choice was Mountain Dew and Bacardi 151.
Mm.
Whoa.
Yes.
Does this bring you back?
This brings me back, Dave. That's exactly right. So Dave and I grew up in the same town, and you know, Friday Night Lights were absolutely that was the pivotal event, you know, within 100 miles, you know, in that county. People would drive in, you know, just to see, you know, this high school football game. But that was the thing is that I would always go to, usually it was Wendy's, but to get a large, you know, iced Mountain Dew, and I would pour about half of it out and fill the other half with Bacardi 151. So The sad thing is they actually stopped making, Bacardi 151. And it has taken me years to figure out what –